In his January 16th ruling, Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg affirmed the borough's determination that the home at 1011 Wrangell Avenue was a dangerous building. He wrote that that determination was supported by substantial evidence. The homeowners Fred Treem and Karen Ellingstad took down the structure last year, but there are some remaining building materials at the site. Treem said he hopes to construct a new building there.
The old building is gone. Whether it was or was not a dangerous building is not something that we need to debate now because it's not there anymore. And it's been taken down, and there's nothing there but the materials that are salvageable, that can be reused.
The foundation of the home failed in 2009, leaving it resting on toppled pilings. In 2012, the municipality wrote to the owners, ordering them to fix the structure or have it demolished. In 2013, the borough assembly held a hearing on the issue and ordered the house fixed or torn down within 30 days. The homeowners ended up appealing the borough's decision, and the two sides made their arguments before the judge last August. Treem and Ellingstad argued they were not given a fair hearing. The borough's attorney, Jim Brennan, argued the homeowners were not contesting the borough's determination of a dangerous building. The judge noted he did have significant concerns about the fairness of the process followed before the assembly. Pallenberg noted the building official's report on the house was not provided to the homeowners before the December 2, 2013 hearing. He also pointed out that Leo Luzak, the borough's building official at that time, did not appear at the hearing and was not available for cross-examination. Despite those concerns, Pallenberg found the error in the procedure was harmless. Borough Assembly members learned about the court ruling at a meeting this week. Mayor Mark Jensen read from a letter written by Jim Brennan, the borough's attorney.
I therefore recommend that the manager or I, the owner, send the owners a notice to complete the removal of the materials by a stated date, failure of which will trigger removal of the materials by the borough, a motion to the court to hold the owners in contempt, or both. I will also be preparing a motion for attorney fees and costs, so a little long overdue, but that's been settled.
For his part, Treem said the building materials still at the site can be reused for another structure. The attorney and the local municipality have gone to court before over a building. The last dispute was a decade and a half ago over the foundation of a home built in 1902 that now sits at the corner of First and Fram Streets. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.